Hey everyone, welcome back. Jojo here.
Shruti here.
Have you ever broken up over a call with someone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Like not face to face?
No.
Not judging you here at all.
Matlab, you can only do that with like, you know, not very long standing relationships. This was like, haan, matlab, aise, choti moti
just like relationships ho gaya, so. Ho jata
hai. Haan, nahin, you don't do that. Okay. Yeah, but like, haan, but why did you ask?
I asked because breakup call.
Have you?
I have not. I mean,
you have not, but has someone done that to you?
No.
I hope not. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It has not been done to me ever. But people do it. People break up over text also, which is the lamest shit ever. Yes. And some people don't even break up. They just ghost. This ghosting is another level of lameness and stupidity.
Yes.
I don't understand the lack of integrity, you know? Like, just say, hey, I'm not feeling a connection. I wish you all the best. How difficult
is that? No, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing when people ghost. You know why? Because the other person, and if they're mature enough to actually understand what happened, any person who ghosts is showing you one very strong side of their personality, which is that I can't face up to difficult situations.
I'm a coward.
Well, yeah, that's a judgment call. But I'm saying that somebody who cannot face up to difficult.
Someone who can't have confrontations.
Exactly. And I'm also a non-confrontational person, but I don't shy away from difficult situations. So people who ghost are actually people who cannot face difficult situations. So they kind of be like, "Arey jaane do." Now, such a person, do you really want such a person in your life?
Yeah.
You know, that jab when things get tough, the person is suddenly ghosting you. Aisa insaan nahi chahiye life mein. Excuse me. Thank you very much for doing me that favor of ghosting. And that's the only way one needs to look at it. So
yeah. Yeah, like, because ghosters are not going to stop existing. So we might as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. Enough.
Pehla, gaane se pehle hi intense ho gaya.
I know, see. Sorry. Oh, okay, let's chill. This song, however, has a video, and I've been missing seeing a video from Bella. So that's why I picked this. I know he's released like 10,000 other songs after the album and before this one. But you know, when I picked this song last night before our session, it was his latest drop. And then I was like, yeah. And then this morning he's gone and dropped one more. So I'm just like, I can't. This cannot turn into a Bella channel, but I want to listen to those songs. I will get to them soon enough. But for now, let's watch the one with a video.
And yet again, I think he's in the studio because uske first image se to wahi lag raha hai. I wish he would step out of the studio also and shoot like one song. Sare gaane studio mein hote hain.
He has. There's one or two, I think. And they're on the music label channel.
Recent.
Nahin, recent.
Oh, achha, good. Okay,
but this one's got Big Smile. It's on Big Smile's channel as well. So I was like, let's get to this.
Ready?
Chalo. 1, 2, 3, play.
सब पता था कहां-कहां मुझे चोट लगेगी ये खड़े-खड़े मार देंगे मुझे और तू दूर खड़ी चुप रहेगी तू मेरे लिए पहली जो आज बन गई पहेली तू मेरे अरमां से खेली अब तू ही मेरे हाथ में नहीं तूने बना-बना घर तोड़ दिया मेरा तूने बना देके सब लूट लिया मेरा तूने साथ देके दम तोड़ दिया मेरा मेरी खुशी लेके तूने गम छोड़ दिया मेरा अभी मुझे याद ही ना आए तूने कभी भी जो प्यार से हो नाम लिया मेरा बोल मैंने तुझे सब दिया मेरा मैंने तुझे सब छोड़ वक्त दिया मेरा कहा दुनिया से डर है मैंने साली दुनिया ही जीत ली तूने कहा अब तू बदल गया तूने तेरे मेरे बीच में लकीर खींची आई डोंट नो व्हाई फेम मनी दारू टू अट्रैक्टिव गाने मेरे ग्रो करें लोग देख मुझे रोक पड़े लोग तेरे तेरे बिना सांस थम सी गई, जो तुझे बयां करे बने कोई लफ्ज ही नहीं। शायद मैंने अब जीना सीख लिया, तभी सीने में दर्द मेरे अब होता है कम भी नहीं। हुए अरसे मुझे खुश हुए, जब तुझे बोलता था मेरा सब तू है। तुझे बिना जाने दिया सब, मेरा जिंदगी ने मेरी करी ऐसी हरकत क्यों है। वो मिले थे कुछ इस तरह से और जीने की दे दी वजह। वो चेहरा ना भूला कभी, वो अब भी यादों में देती मिला खुद से। अब लगे मुझे बेहतर है तेरे बिना, अकेलापन मेरा साथ ही बन चुका। जमीन और आसमान का फर्क रखता मैं, हाथों में कलम है जो कनी मेरी माशुका। मजाक तुम्हें बाद में बना, पहले तो कभी हम तेरे हुआ करते थे। तेरे अलावा किसी और की ना चाहत थी, एक तेरे लिए ही तो दुआ करते थे। है लिया छीन तूने सब मेरा, मेरे हाथों में हाथ बस तेरा। मेरी आशा की मैं दाग है जो कह रहा, तुझे भूल जाना चुका बन मकसद मेरा। तो आओ ना मैं हूँ रहा ना पहले जैसा, तू ही मेरा सर्कल तू ही मेरी वाइब। बोल मेरे मुंह पे कि मैंने तेरा टाइप है। कर दूं मैं जाहिर सब तूने चाहा था, जैसा तेरा सर जो होने लगा, तो मैं ना रहा जो मैं कभी था।
इस बार उन्होंने स्टूडियो में लाइट भी लगा ली थी, सो दैट सबके चेहरे अच्छी तरह दिखे। एंड बेला मेड श्योर हिज एंगल्स वर साइडवेज, सो दैट लाइट अच्छी तरह पड़े मुंह पे। I like it. Very, very earworm quality. Yeah. It also had this slightly raw feel to it. Haan. You know, it wasn't any finished. Yeah. Raw look, ek feel, wo thi ke, haan, humne to aise hi baithe baithe bana liya. Matlab, like, humne zyada kuch isme kiya nahi hai. Like, waise wala feel.
All you know, that's exactly what happened.
Maybe. Fully possible. But you're right, that hook. Very earworm, very like, you can listen to it. Na, 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 na. You can just go on.
Yes.
It's a good one. And was it, I couldn't figure out, like how they were showing that two people are singing at but most of the places just sounded like one voice to me, like, you know,
they match each other's voice and vibe very very, very well, both of them. I said this in Alpha Gang's reaction, I think, like when the verses changed and the thing changed, I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, man, they could be a duo and they'd be so good, you know.
Like for a second I couldn't figure out, they're playing around. Ek wo hota hai na ki like gaya kisi aur ne hai, but video mein dono saath khade hai, and like the other person is saying, like, you know, I was like, even if they do that, one would never, nobody, like, you know, at least I wouldn't get to know. So like it was very nice, and both the flows were so good.
Yeah.
Like especially, like, you know, there was is pure gaane mein, there was a very distinct progression. Like gaana shuru hua, then dheere words were also increasing, intensity, emotion, everything, as it was getting intense and more intense as the song was, you know, reaching the 2 minute mark and then going beyond to three and three and a half. Like it was becoming intense, and the words and meaning and everything was going, like, I was with them. I was feeling it fully. Very nice song. I loved it.
And yet
it had a lightness.
It had somehow a lightness. Yeah, I agree. It didn't get too like difficult to listen to.
Yeah.
Even though they both were in pain, they're definitely going to be on their own to playlist of this. But they were expressing it with this like lightness of being, which I really liked. Correct?
Yeah. Correct.
So yeah. So I was thinking that they are doing what, I mean, Bella especially, he's doing what Young Sunners did initially for us, you know? Now it's Bella, and he is like... Like I said, it's now a verb. So do a Bella and like Bella your career, you know, is like what people
Bella up your career.
And I mean, consistency aside, every track, man, is a vibe. And it's this one, the second starts at hook earworm. I can go on a drive with this. This can be a radio hit. This can even work in like web series, you know, a song like this, you know, where there's like breakup relationship type situation happening. Both their verses were, because I felt like Bella's verse was slightly simpler. I really like Big Smile's verse in this, and he switched up,
correct,
you know, his flows twice, I think. It was really, anyway, it was, the whole track was really nice, and they match each other's vibe so well.
Agreed. Yes.
You
know? Yes.
You can tell that 100%. they're like really one thing is you can be like a Tala Anjum or a Tala Yunus where they work as a duo, but yet they're so distinctly different in their sound and then their delivery. Here there's similarity, but the similarity is also distinct, but it's so seamless as a listening experience. that it's that
perfectly
is
in sync. Yes.
Yeah, that is the quality yeah. that I'm appreciating as the listener of the song. I don't feel like I'm jolted out from one section to the next. I feel like there's a smoothness to it. I love it.
I really like Big Smile, actually. Like, you know, as I'm thinking back also, I'm like, wow, that was really, it was really good.
He's so good. So, I mean, I don't know his other solo stuff. Maybe if you guys do, you can tell us. But it's getting, it's not getting hard to keep up with Bella. It's getting impossible to keep up with Bella. Honestly, I think we'll have to do one session every week just for Bella songs if we are going to keep up. No?
Why are you trying? I'm not getting it. Like, why are you trying to, like, it's an excellent thing. There are so many songs. Nahi hote to hum kehte rehte hain, arre gaana nahi release kiya unne. Abhi itne saare gaane hain. They're just going to sit back, chill for a long time, listen to his songs.
So, you know, a song like this is so relatable. I just want to quickly talk about the theme. It's a breakup song and they're both telling her ki saamne aake bolo na whatever you're feeling and all that. So I feel like what I keep seeing in the comments about Bella is that he's healing, you know, his music is healing. And I have been listening to a lot of Bella lately offline. And I think I messaged you at one point. I was just like, I'm just this guy, man, like you want him to win at life, you know, because he's being so honest and real in his songs. And vulnerable, so freaking them. He's just putting it all out there for his listeners, including in a song like this. And it's just, yes, you go Bella. So I think this song, relatable, highly relatable. All the boys will love it. It will go on the Rondu playlist. You know?
Yes.
If you guys want to check out that playlist, it is linked below. Actually, okay, it will be linked below. I'll put that. I don't think I put it.
Check it out quick. Because as new songs keep coming, you've capped it at 100, right? So new songs will come, then older ones will get bumped off, maybe. Right?
Should I increase the limit? I'll think about that. Yes, please. Because I feel bad. 5
hours to hai already.
It's 6 hours. It's 5
hours. Achha, 6 hours. Okay.
It's a 6 hour playlist. But I'm thinking, if it really hurts me to delete a song, I'll keep it. I won't. But you know that if there's no cutoff, then it's like kuch bhi dal do, sab dal do. You know, I don't want the quality of the playlist to go down.
Yes.
So anyway, we will see. But link is below. DM me for recommendations. Ms. Bola is there on Insta to do this. How you support this channel? Do hit those buttons, and we'll see you the next one. Don't break up over calls. Live long and prosper.